USA Radio News.
The White House said China needs to decide where it stands in the Russia-Ukraine war. Following a nearly two-hour call Friday between President Biden and Chinese President Xi, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The vast majority of the nearly 2 hours was spent with the president outlining the views of the United States and our allies and partners on this crisis, including a detailed overview of efforts to prevent and then respond to the invasion.
Officials say discoveries were made in the search efforts for a missing U.S. military aircraft with four service members on board. The Marine MV-22 Osprey went missing while performing a NATO exercise off the Norwegian coast. Ground crews are headed to the scene, but they aren't expected to reach the site for several hours. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a disaster declaration because of raging wildfires near Abilene. Fire officials say the Eastlands Complex fires have burned over 45,000 acres and are only 10% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Democrats for blaming the oil and gas industry.
We warned anti-energy policies would lead to higher gas prices. Democrats have responded with excuses and finger-pointing and unserious solutions, as you can see from the chart. Remember when they first blamed COVID?
McCarthy argued Democrats should be embracing an all-of-the-above energy policy. South Carolina is now ready for executions by firing squad. That state's Department of Corrections says the capital punishment facility at the Broad River Correctional Institution has been renovated to include the capacity for a firing squad. Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah also allow death by firing squad. The average price of a home continues to rise. The median price for an existing home jumped 15% from a year ago to $357,000. As the National Association of Realtors revealed, sales dropped by more than 7% in February. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Cigarette use in the country is down to its lowest numbers since 1965. That's according to data from the CDC, which says 12.5% of American adults lit one up in 2020. As for the overall look at tobacco product use during the pandemic-ravaged year, 19% of adults used them. Some close calls in March Madness on Friday. A couple of higher seeds had to survive some challenges. Fourth-seeded Illinois survived 13-seeded Chattanooga 54-53. Seventh-seeded Michigan State held off 10-seeded Davidson 74-73 in the NCAA men's tournament. Elsewhere, 11-seeded Notre Dame keeps on rolling after defeating 6-seeded Alabama 78-64. The Fighting Irish had to fight their way in through the first four and the first round so far. A street in New Jersey is being renamed Parliament Funkadelic Way in honor of George Clinton. The music legend was honored in Plainfield, New Jersey, where Clinton started the group in a barbershop in the early 1960s. The Asbury Park Press says the crowd at the event sang as Clinton held up his new street sign. Clinton was also honored in his hometown of Newark, New Jersey, where a music room was named after him at Avon Elementary School. Newark Mayor Roz Baraka says the 80-year-old Clinton gave a full concert for the kids there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.